peer pressure is a hell of a drug.
Oh, yeah.
But when you talk peer pressure, you normally think of, like, teenage kids.
Yeah.
Some details we got yesterday about a bank robbery from last week makes this amazing story even more interesting.
So what'd you find out?
Well, Tommy, you'd think two men this age, between the two of them,
yeah,
would have eventually come up with a better idea,
yeah,
than what they ended up arrested for. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Last week, the M&T Bank in Sweden, between Brockport and Spencerport, was robbed.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that made this story unique was what the alleged robber, Tommy, got away with.
Yeah, that's a whopper.
So according to the FBI, the average bank robbery nets the suspect around $5,000. Police say this man, in Sweden, walked away with over $452,000.
That's a career haul.
In money. Straight cash, homie. He hit the road, jumped in his car, bailed on that car. Then police say he was picked up by an SUV driven by somebody else, which was eventually found with the two men in it in a Tops parking lot. And when the suspects were arrested, every dime taken was accounted for.
All of it.
They didn't spend a dollar.
Didn't buy a pack of gum.
So that day, the actual robbery suspect, the one who was in the bank, was arrested, a 49-year-old man. Yesterday, police got the other guy.
Who's the other guy? The wheelman?
Yes. A 60-year-old man from Rochester was
60.
60. Charged with first-degree robbery, second-degree grand larceny. He was taken to Monroe County Jail, $50,000 bail.
Wow.
And you had a bag full of half a mil in your car. Okay.
You think this was his first?
I didn't see anything about...
Right, but I mean, like, maybe he was involved in other things. Like, is this, like, his first go at a bank robbery or theft of any kind?
Oh, it's a good question. I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. But I said 60, and you said, ho, ho, ho.
A little long in the tooth for being a wheelman for a stick-up.
But, like, both of them.
Yeah.
The two men charged here. Oh, yeah. One of them's 49, one of them's 60. Tommy, that is 109 years of life experience, if my math is correct, between the two of them. If the allegations are true, in the planning process of this crime, not one of these men spoke up to be like, hey, you sure?
How did you get here?
You sure you want to do this? Yes, right? Like, I mean, Tommy, no matter how dumb you are, 50, 60 years on planet Earth, you learn a few things.
Well, you keep repeating the same mistakes. You finally let it go.
And there's wisdom in that,
right?
Like, you're not some dumb kid.
Learn behavior.
I could see if maybe you lived a life of crime, right?
Okay.
Like, that's just the life you knew up until 50, 60. I don't get getting into the game right now.
Well, you could be coming up short for retirement. We are saying that.
Okay.
So let's say you're a 60-year-old cat and you ain't saved nothing and you ain't getting nothing.
Okay.
And you may get desperate enough to think, like, I gotta pull a move.
Look, I understand desperation will make people do crazy things.
That's the only reason I think you would do it.
I understand the fear of not having money, whether it's for retirement or just day-to-day stuff. Mm-hmm. I also understand, and when I say understand, I mean logically, not like why you should do this. I also understand just wanting to get a break for once in your life, so I'm going to go do this. What is blowing my mind,
what's that?
If the allegations are true with this 49- and 60-year-old man who have been arrested for this bank robbery, how two men of this age allow the other one to go along without one of them deciding this specific idea was too nuts, too risky, too stupid.
But you're normally at that age, if you're hanging out with people, you're of like mind. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Your friends are at your level, especially at 60.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I don't disagree.
Like, if you're that kind of guy, you hang out with that kind of guy.
But here's the thing, man. Even the stupidest among us have moments of clarity.
Yeah,
where
true.
The things that you are doing wrong, you sit back for a second and go, the hell am I doing?
Yes.
I know you like to drink. I know you have moments where you're like, what the hell am I doing? Right? Like, I run my mouth a ton. There are times where things will come out of my mouth and I go, what the hell am I doing? You know it's not right. And it's just amazing the potential consequences and the odds that you were going to get caught at 49 and 60. Because here's the thing. If this is a 22-year-old guy, he could do 10 years and live the rest of his life. That could be a death sentence for a 60-year-old man.
It is, but he may already have a financial death sentence because at 60 years old, you don't have any options.
Okay.
Nobody's going to hire you,
uh-huh.
and you haven't saved any money, and you're running out of time, right? So, like, you're in a dead man zone financially.
I love how he has turned this into a Wilford Brimley AARP commercial.
Desperation.
Save for retirement. Check your diabetes.
Save your money. But you know what I mean? Like, nobody wants you. Like, a 60-year-old man is worthless to society.
No, I would agree with 100%.
And the way I hear people get treated, even in the broadcasting industry. But you know what I'm saying? Like, That cat could really be.
You think that's true, though? I mean, we see people at that age going back to work and holding jobs.
They ain't retiring, man. They ain't going to Florida.
I'm not saying they're retiring, but that's why they're going back to work.
But they're miserable. They thought at this point in their life they wouldn't be schlepping coffee and dunking French fries
at 60,
65 years old.
Look, I get it.
So if he sees a shortcut and he sells his other dumb buddy in on it, right?
Okay.
Look, man, you're a little younger than me. You got the legs for it. I'll pick you up around the corner. We'll split it. We'll be fat.
But we also remember talked when we first saw the story about how like we wondered if they even knew how much they would get. Like you could do this and not get enough to live off of.
They hit.
No, but I mean, think to her point. If they got the average, they're splitting $5,000. It's $2,500 a person, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that ain't enough gas money to get to Boca.
Key Largo. I was going to Key Largo.
Either one works.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. It seems the wheel man in the bank robbery last week out near Brockport and Spencerport has been arrested. The 49-year-old man who was inside the bank was arrested the day of the robbery. Police say they now arrested a 60-year-old man who was part of that. Again, this bank heist netted $452,000 in cash. Mm. All of which was recovered when these two men were caught, according to police, in an SUV running away in the parking lot of a Tops. All right. All right. If the allegations are true here, right, there is no way that both of these men were the same amount of gung-ho about this crime. Someone had to be more in than the other
one. Yeah, somebody had to talk the other guy in a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does that mean for men that peer pressure never dies?
Oh, sure.
Like, there is one man in this group, if the allegations are true, that went along with this because he didn't want to look like a bitch.
Right.
Mm. It has to be.
He wasn't really sure, but it wasn't worth the fight, maybe.
But, Kimmy, what's alarming about that? Like, how can a man that age be influenced that easily?
I don't know.
That you've been around the block.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I get being 15, 20, 25 and being like, oh, you a bitch? No! Show you. I'll do something dumb, but at 49 or 60?
Do you think that idea comes out like initially and like it's all gung-ho or are there steps that lead up to this type of plan, this type of idea? Like, hey, you want to rob a bank?
And then you build on it from there?
Yeah.
Like joking and then all of a sudden like you start talking it through?
Or is it like a serious topic right out of the gate?
I don't know because like, you know, going down that road to the peer pressure thing and Kimmy, where it comes from, Tommy.
Yeah.
You are not a moral man.
No.
But I would like to think that at your age, there is no one on this planet that could talk you into robbing a bank.
No, there's no way.
I am also not of the...
I'm not going to prison.
There you go. And I'm not, despite having the uniform for
today.
Yeah. I am also not of the highest moral standard, but I would like to believe no one on the planet could talk me into robbing a bank.
Yeah.
How does this happen for grown-ass men?
I think, well, beyond the desperation and things like that, you know. I do think that men can be talked into things.
No matter the age.
No matter the age. Like, I mean, look how guys shame each other, like, when you go to the gym.
Yeah.
Right? How guys will, like, talk other guys into doing things that are going to hurt them. My brother is famous for this.
Okay.
My brother thinks he's a personal trainer, even though he's never been trained. He's not certified.
But is he certified, though?
Well, maybe.
Because he dropped that dumbbell in his tongue?
Yeah. But like he walks around like he knows it, and he tries to shame guys. Like my brother tells me these stories where he shames guys into doing things, and then they hurt themselves. And he acts like, yeah, I helped them.
That's a really good point. I hadn't thought about that. You're right. There
and
are...
just apply that logic to everything else men do.
Yeah, that's scary. Scary thought. No, because like you want to think as you get older, you get smarter
to a degree.
Men.
But I think all men can be led around if you tell me what I want to hear.
Okay.
Right?
That's horrifying.
But that's how the world
works. It's horrifying for how people existing now. It's horrifying as everyone gets older that maybe that we have this and this. That one day I'm going to be 60 and my buddies will be like, hey, you know what we should do? Rob a bank. And all of a sudden I got a pantyhose over my face. No. My beard's in my mouth. I'm sprinting away from the cops.
Do you think this is an old friendship or new friendship?
Ooh.
Because like old friendship, you know your buddies, you know, strengths and weaknesses. New friendship, like somebody could fool you probably.
What is it, 47-60?
49-60.
Yeah.
Mm. If the allegations are true. I mean, you have to trust someone a ton to rob a bank with them, right? Especially at that age, because like you're going based on the movies you've seen.
Yeah. I'm guessing these are two
old friends.
Oh, I mean, they probably known each other for a while, a couple of sad sex.
Again, you're making a lot of assumptions. What if these guys are just regular guys? They had two cars.
Yeah. Well, one worked, one didn't.
Well, I thought they ditched
And then they were switching plates, right? Were they switching plates?
I thought he ditched one.
Yeah, I thought he ditched it to try and like get a, make a clean getaway.
Okay. All right.
252 WCMF. Folks have been waiting patiently. Again, police have arrested the second man, a 60-year-old, what seems to be the wheel man in that $500,000 bank robbery last week. His 49-year-old alleged counterpart was arrested, the man that was in the bank, and I'm trying to wrap my head around guys this age not talking each other out of robbing a bank. Tommy is suggesting that every man listening can be talked into robbing a bank.
Oh, sure.
Jim's on CMF. Hey, Jimmy. How are you, buddy? Jimmy, there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, buddy.
What you might be missing is how did they know there was $450,000 in the bank?
Well, the bank's got a lot of money, Jim.
Yeah, well, they don't. The average is $5,000 on a bank robbery. $450,000 is a lot.
Okay, so here's how they did it, and they walk through the details if the allegations are true, Jim. So normally when people rob a bank, they walk up to the teller, slide them a note, and the teller hands them the money they have at the counter. That's usually around $5,000. What this guy did, he walked in, said he had a weapon, or he did have a weapon, allegedly. He put everyone in the women's restroom. He then had the tellers walk him into the vault, and he just started grabbing cash. So he took longer. He took more of a risk, which may have led to him getting caught, but that's how he ended up with $500,000, Jim.
Oh, okay.
Hey, stick with me, buddy. I got you.
Unbelievable.
Jimmy, how old are you, bud?
I'm 80.
You're 80 years old. Wow. First of all, congratulations for still breathing. Second of all, is there anyone in your life that could talk you into robbing a bank?
No.
So he says.
Mm-hmm.
So he thinks.
No, no way, Jose.
All right. No one Mexican.
He doesn't trust a bank.
Jim, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Was Jim suggesting it was an inside job?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, maybe. I don't know. Not sure.
Okay.
All right.
We got a whole bunch of messages coming in. Instagram, if you want to get us, the easiest way, Duffy on WCMF. Josh writes us on Instagram. Their age is why they did it. They think they're smarter than everyone else because they've been around so long. I could see my dad doing this.
Like nitpicking other people's faults and how they got caught. So, well, if we just don't do that, we'll be fine.
This is the way you do it.
Could it be the arrogance of older men? Is that what this is?
Yeah.
I guess,
what older guy ain't arrogant? Show me that cat.
But arrogant enough to think you're going to get away with robbing a bank?
They probably watched a documentary on the History Channel how they pulled these things off.
No, you know what this is, man? He saw Dog Day Afternoon. He saw Heat. Well, by the way, those all end terribly. I take that.
And by the way, those are some old-ass movies.
Well, yeah, these guys are 49 and 60. Yeah. That's what they would have watched.
They would have watched that, but even those, like, they would have had time to think about it since then.
It's got to be. Well, you think you know how the police department works based on all the shows.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Yeah, they're very accurate.
I mean, like, you're right, man. Like, if you watch these shoot-em-up robber movies.
And the documentaries, the History Channel, you know, it's like an endless stream of old guy crack.
Did they also maybe think that they wouldn't get caught because nobody would suspect them because they were a little bit older?
You're invisible. You're a 60-year-old man. You could just walk around, man. Nobody cares.
Yeah, but here's the problem.
What?
Right? Even if you cover your face and like go head to toe and close so they can't see.
Tell by the way you move.
Yes, you're right. The second that 49-year-old's running out of the bank, that man is over 40.
Yeah.
If he sat in a chair, they would have caught him in the bank. You know, before we move on here, it's two guys, right? 60 and 49 that are arrested. The wheel man, the alleged guy who was in the bank. Does a third guy break the peer pressure here?
Oh, like talk him out of it?
All right, let's use the story.
Or was there another guy they tried to get to do it with them? Is that what you're saying?
Okay, walk through this with me, okay? With only two men as suspects, there would not have been a tie-breaking vote if one of them said they didn't want to do this, right? It would be an argument. It would make you look unloyal, like a sissy. You don't want to do that.
You need one more person's input.
It changes the dynamic. Because if you speak up with a third person, either the other guy goes, yeah, you're right, this is stupid, or the guy goes, what are you, a bitch? And then everyone's in agreement again.
Yeah.
But like, with that third person, without the third person, you may feel locked into a plan with somebody else that you're not totally all the way in on. In fact, both of them may have felt that way at the same time, and nobody wanted to say anything.
Usually based on Hollywood and the shows I watch, the third guy in actually makes things worse.
Are you doing this based on...
Well, it was a show I'm just watching right now. They bring the third guy in, and hey, don't do this. And it's like the first thing he does... Because I'm sorry, I just couldn't control myself. Because usually that third guy is the biggest loser of the group.
The wild card.
Yeah. And it doesn't go your way, but he's all in.
Okay, see, now he's describing why these two men only stuck with two men if the allegations are true. We can't bring in the third guy.
We watched that Netflix show and it ruined it.
All right. Say you want to get rich.
Yeah.
You don't got to rob a bank.
There you go.
Well, how about you become a pro athlete?
There you go.
Sounds impossible, right?
I hear there's big bank in this game.
There actually may be.
There ain't no bank in this bad. Playing for a sandwich.
Expensive.
Arch supports.
This is your moment.
What happened?
If you're a pickleball player look around and you think, I'm better than all these suckers here at the park, now's your time to shine.
Damn.
Because, Tommy, it is not out of the question that this time next year, someone listening to this very show is playing professional sports.
Wow.
All thanks to this event, which is now officially coming to our town. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, we'll jump right into it. Someone in Rochester could soon be a pro pickleball player.
So this is they're developing like a professional league?
No, the league already exists. There's multiple actually professional leagues.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm pretty sure that we already do have a few professional pickleball players.
Okay.
Just based on a couple people I know that travel to these things and tournaments.
Okay.
But I don't know. I don't really know the levels of pickleball professional players, so I don't know if you have to work your way up through the rankings or how that works.
All right. Well, if you are interested, a few months ago we told you how Rochester was being looked at as a stop on the Pro Pickleball Association Tour Challenger Series. Yesterday, it was announced the Fairport Pickleball Club will host an event June 27th through the 29th.
And this is a professional event?
Kind of. So the event is one of 15 stops around the country where local players can compete for a chance to make the Carvana PPA Pro Tour. That's the Pro Tour.
All right.
The event happening in Fairport in June also has a grand prize of $10,000.
Wait, the Fairport one?
Yes.
Damn.
What's that in the story? Say, damn Carvana? Yeah, you buy a car out of a vending machine. You can compete in men's and women's singles, men's doubles, women's doubles, mixed doubles. And if you believe you have what it takes to be a pro athlete,
get the chops.
This is your way in. Kimmy, mark my words.
Yeah.
Rochester is putting someone else on this pro tour.
It's going to happen. I think it's big enough here where you have a pretty good pool of pickleball players at this
Picklers.
Point. Yeah, I know people that they started playing pickleball for fun with a partner. They have ditched that partner for other better people or formed different alliances and teams based on
game.
How they play.
Wow.
Yes.
Pickle pricks. So a line of pickle pricks.
All right, so to Kimmy's point, we have a massive pickleball community here. Also, we have a ton of high-end athletes for a community our size. Every major pro sport, the Olympics, tons of college athletes, big-time prep sports kids come out of Rochester.
Yeah, but how does that help the pickle?
The point I'm making
You're already a pretty in-shape, coordinated person.
Like, we're an athletic town for some reason. I don't know what the hell Kodak was putting in the water. It seems like it went one way or the other. Either you're a good athlete or uh-oh.
Yeah.
Right?
So you think we're going to have a real play, like a Jordan?
I don't know if it's like the best ever, but I'm telling you, there will be someone based on this event that will be put on this pro pickleball tour.
Right.
That is a Pat Duffy guarantee.
Okay. So they score that 10G and go on tour.
That's right. Tommy, would you encourage someone you know to go out for this?
Yeah, but not for the right reasons. I would encourage them so I could mock them, especially if it goes south. When it goes south, man, you know I'm coming in here and doing a whole set.
But what if it doesn't? What if they're now a pro pickleball player? How are you going to mock them for that?
Oh, I'll find a way.
Oh, you'll find a way as you sit there in your pickleball uniform laughing at people playing pickleball?
Because it's not going to be the dream you think it is. There's no glamour in pickleball. It's not like you're going to the Masters, right?
You're not going to be
The ATP tour. You're going to be in Monte Carlo next week.
They could go to Monte Carlo. I don't know where this tour goes.
I don't know.
Down the drain. Because it's not even going to last.
Down the drain.
This league will be bankrupt before it even gets to the championship.
There's serious money behind this with massive faces that are the celebrities.
People are getting sponsored. I think it's only a matter of time before you see it in the Olympics.
Yeah, she's right.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's a hit.
But, I mean, it's still international exposure for you as a person. I mean,
but now you're taking in, now you got to start competing against all those international picklers.
Yeah, it's true. And they invented pickles in Europe.
Yes, they did.
Aren't there former, pro tennis players that are
Yeah, but they're like
that?
My age.
No.
Going up against
not.
A decrepit McEnroe. Unbelievable. What? No, my shin.
The drama, Kimmy,
at
this event,
uh-huh.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF.
The drama is going to come from Arch Supports.
It's going to be insane. Because, Kimmy, right now pickleball is just a rec sport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you've played any other rec sport, be it softball, hockey, basketball, volleyball, whatever, you know tensions with some gym class heroes can get high on a Tuesday night at 10 p.m.
Yep.
Now, throw in a $10,000 grand prize and a chance at making this tour. Here is another Pat Duffy guarantee.
What's that?
Someone at this event in June in Fairport will be hit with a paddle.
Intentionally or?
Intentionally. There's no way.
Know. Somebody's going to be assaulted by a paddle?
Kimmy, I play beer league hockey in like one of the lowest divisions possible, and guys try to fight each other. You can't tell me with this much on the line and how hot pickleball players have gotten. We've seen the videos that there
will
not
be. Do
you
risk doing that and ruining your chances forever, though?
Well,
I mean, if you're taking it this seriously, you think you're going to go far.
If you're already down.
You want to get kicked out of the tournament. Maybe the I don't know if they kick people out of the league.
We're down two games already. We got no chance to come back.
So we have like brawls, like it's the 72 Flyers?
Yeah, yes.
There is part of me that's curious about this. Like, I don't want to go attend this thing, but I do wonder, because I'm not, we're all so, we're separated from this.
Mm-hmm.
I only know people who do it regularly.
Yeah, no one in this room is a pickleballer despite their outfits this morning.
But I am a little curious to see, like, the just how everybody moves in these kind of things.
Or not.
Okay, you have this idea, Tommy.
I want to see the drama.
You have this idea that everyone that plays pickleball is old, and you're wrong.
There
are lots of 20-somethings that take pickleball very
seriously.
Well,
that's also the interesting part about this sport, is I think anybody at any age thinks they can go pro in it.
Well, but here's the thing. We've also heard these stories of like young guys that are really good athletes, young men and women that show up thinking they're going to dominate.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
There's a nuance to playing where there are just older cats that are really good at whatever skills it takes to play pickleball.
I mean, it's a soft sport. It is. It's for softies.
I mean, do you think you're being like controversial right now?
No,
Watch out. The pickleball community is coming for Tommy.
No, but I don't think you're going to see some jacked athlete out there.
There are.
Doing
there, there are a couple former NFL players that are playing professional pickleball.
They do it as a joke.
They play
with Kevin Hart and it's funny.
Do you hear this man right now?
I don't know.
Shaq shows up, says a couple of quips, and they're out of there. Those guys aren't serious.
252 WCMF, Drew Brees owns a pickleball team.
What?
No, I'm serious. Yeah, like, there are massive faces to this league with
he
money.
He sunk $800 into the league? You make it sound like he bought the Cowboys.
252 WCMF.
I hear Brees is in on this.
It was announced yesterday. The Fairport Pickleball Club will host a stop on the PPA Tour Challenger Series. That's a professional pickleball association. The event is one of 15 stops around the country. Local players can compete for a chance to make the Carvana PPA Pro Tour. Not only that, the event has a grand prize, according to Story on News 8 yesterday, of $10,000. So it's possible someone from Rochester will be on the Pro Pickleball Tour come July.
You talked about like former athletes taking this really seriously.
Yeah.
Like this has to be one of the few sports you can play where like you have a chance to beat that guy or gal.
Great point.
You know, like a former college athlete that's really good at it. Like if you really have mastered the sport, like your chances are as good as anybody's.
I aced Willie Gault.
Willie Gault died.
No, he did not die.
Willie Gault's dead.
No, he's not dead. He was a healthy guy.
Yeah, he was. Well,
maybe that's why I aced him.
Willie Gault
is not dead.
Willie Gault's dead. Kimmy, go ahead and tell him.
He's not dead.
But you believed it, you stupid bitch.
Well, I mean, he's of that age.
He outran the Grim
64.
Reaper.
He's 64. He's younger than you.
Steve writes us on Twitter, there are two pickleball TV networks right now.
Yeah, you can catch it on ESPN 26 Triple Plus on the College Network.
So you're telling me you would not be impressed, Tommy, by someone on the pickleball?
No, man. And I wouldn't. I would only go to watch it and just look at how sad this is.
Okay.
It's a sad day.
Right, I'm going to talk to you. It's a sad day at Fairport. At 325.
Cronkite.
Eastern Standard Time.
Fairport is dead.
So is Willie Gault, it turns
out. Yes.
I mean, Kimmy, like.
You know what the problem is? They gave it a stupid name.
Yeah.
If it had a cooler name, people might take it more seriously, but you called it pickleball.
Yeah, you're right. If this was like Explosion Disaster Pro Tour.
Yes.
And aren't there weird terms in it too? Like, is it a dink?
A dunk and flonker.
But yeah. Flonkin'. You gave all the stuff silly names so people don't take it seriously.
All right. So like if you made the Pro Tour, Kimmy, it's impressive to be a professional athlete, period.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You would have to keep your full-time job, right? And travel on the weekends?
Yeah.
You can't. I'm imagining you can't make a living just playing pickleball.
No.
Yeah. You'd have to have maybe a flexible work schedule, but you're definitely doing something else
or a retiree.
Pickleball.
No,
a rich retired guy.
Again, Tommy, you have the wrong image of what these – I've watched.
No, but let's say a guy did well for himself and he's retired at 55.
Yeah.
That could be the guy that goes.
I have watched some of these pro pickleball games on ESPN.
Why?
Just to see what it was like.
You have other channels, man.
I found it interesting. I mean, I'm not a pickleball person.
All right.
These are all
jacked in shape guys?
Yeah, and women, men and women. Because they have women's, they have mixed doubles. Right. These are all elite athletes. I know you don't want to believe me. Elite. It's true.
What's an elite athlete?
People that have played other pro sports.
Yeah, but they've played them like 10 years ago.
No, again. Oh, my God.
You're telling me you got in prime elite athletes.
Yes.
Like a guy that's, so let's say there's a guy that's an Olympic skier.
Yeah.
And he's at the top of his game right now. He's also doing this.
Yes, like people like that. Sure, I guess.
Yeah, you ain't got that crap.
Did you, have you seen it?
No.
Doing some quick pickleball research here.
By the way, she has a computer in front of her, and she did fake fingers for the computer.
Pickleball. So on the UPA Tour.
Who's out there right now?
Salaries for pickleball pros can range from $45,000 to $60,000, with top earners making significantly more because they generate additional income through sponsorships, endorsements, coaching, and other opportunities. But it says, like, some of the tours earned, like, $260,000.
Even on the low end of 45, that's still three times what you make. He had to pay for half of that chair. Oh, you got really quiet all of a sudden. What happened?
I ain't buying them numbers, man.
And by the way, that's not the pickleball tour we're even talking about. That's the
top one.
No, I know.
So this is the United Pickleball Association.
Yeah. The one we're discussing is the Carvana PPA.
Okay.
Sponsored by Carvana.
Right. Okay.
They got Carvana money. Mm. They pay you
second.
In giant-ass coins that you put into the slot machine. What?
The average pay of players on the PPA Tour and MLP was $260,000.
My average. Ass, man.
The league said.
Where are they getting that money from? It ain't from ticket sales. How are they? There's no way. If they're paying that much money to nobody to play a nothing sport, this league will be defunct by
June. They're showing
June.
Like that one of the tournaments, and the stands are completely filled with people. Like
family.
Almost like you'd see
there's
at a tennis
There's a whole Nana
match.
Section.
Wait, my wife is there?
No, the grandma Nana.
The grandma Nana, one day. Look, I think you are seriously undershooting.
So they're making the same money as the WNBA?
Ooh, that's a good
question. No, more than that.
Yeah. How does that work?
The
WNBA
average,
costs more to run.
The average pay of the more than 60 women on the PPA Tour in Major League Pickleball was $260,000. That's more than the highest paid WNBA player's
that
annual
ain't
salary.
Happened. My ass.
I love she's got data, and you're just yelling no. That is what's happening.
Where are they getting the money? This is an article from CNBC.
Like the WNBA, which is supported by the NBA.
Yes.
And has a national.
I mean, there's less pickleball players than there are in the WNBA.
And all you have to do is set up a net and a couple of stands. I mean, look,
where's the money coming from, baby?
For the WNBA to work, you have to rent out entire arenas.
Yeah, but they have sponsors.
Understood.
And all kind of crap.
No, but to Kimmy's point, it's the same reason why baseball players make $750 million and NFL players make a third of that.
All
it's
right.
Because there are fewer players to pay, and you sit here and you wonder how the Major League Baseball does it. But you don't sit here and go, no, Bryce Harper doesn't make that money. No, Vlad Guerrero didn't get $500,000. No.
I want to meet the chick that's bringing down 200 G playing professional
average pay of
pickle.
More than 60 women.
You may meet
the
her
PPA tour.
You may meet her at this event in Fairport.
If I'm lucky.
Kimmy, you say there's going to be.
When she pulls up in her Bentley.
Bro, they're offering 10 grand for this amateur tournament.
Yeah,
that tells me they have money.
There's probably a little catch to that.
What's a catch?
I bet you that's the total purse.
It says.
Total purse.
It says
yeah.
Grand prize of $10,000. That could be all, you know, everybody, the people who win, is that's it. There's,
yeah.
There's nothing underneath.
Right.
Hey, look at you. You cowered away like a little bitch.
They have TV deals across Fox, CBS, ESPN, Amazon Prime, the Tennis Channel, and others.
Yeah, but nobody's watching it.
I told you I watched it.
Pat's watching it.
My dad watches it.
Her dad watches it.
All right. There's your money.
Okay, Kimmy. So we know there's 10 grand at stake in this event.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have the potential to make $250,000 a year, and you're telling me there's not going to be a fight at this event?
Yeah, you're right. All right, take it back.
You think
take it back.
You think pro pickleball players get laid?
I hope not.
You know?
Who would be a groupie to a low-end sport?
Yeah, but it's one of the sports where you have men and women together playing all in the same tournament.
Well,
so
I still
like
men on the from the outside.
Oh, you're saying like
groupies.
Fans?
I don't think you're supposed to have sex with your doubles partner.
So like there's people that don't play this sport, but are just fans of that particular person?
I don't know, man. This
well, no, you're saying getting laid. Like, you would be a groupie.
All right, well, let me put it this way. When the PGA comes to town, there are, what, like 30, 40 guys that don't make the cut.
Yeah.
Those guys have groupies.
Oh, I'm sure.
And there are players on the PGA Tour that don't make anywhere near $250,000 a year.
Right. Yes, I agree.
And those guys have groupies.
Yeah, yeah.
So why would these not?
Because that would be the saddest groupie of all time.
Why can't you just, like, be happy for these people?
I am happy.
No, you're not happy. You're just, all you're doing is
pickle.
You're just crapping down their throat the whole time.
$200,000, groupies, bags of coke.
Now, I mean, look, we do have to point out, if they, as Tommy puts it, if that number is even true, I would assume out of that $260,000 or whatever you're making, you're paying for your own travel, your own hotel, all
could
that
be.
Stuff. It's like,
could,
like a
PGA
player.
Yeah, you
got to
get yourself there.
And let's don't forget.
What?
The taxes.
Oh, the taxes. We didn't think about the taxes.
They take half.
All right, let's take a break. Oh,
what happened?
It's back.
What's back?
It's coming back. We don't know when it's coming back, but it's coming back.
Oh.
And here's what's unique about this fast food.
Yeah.
All right. First of all, it's not like a core menu item like from the original times that went away, yet people still went crazy for it.
Yeah.
It's also like the one thing that doesn't have a bun on it at this restaurant that has done really, really well.
It's bunless.
Yes. And we get a chance to have it again.
The hell is it?
You're hanging out in the break room, watch just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. This week, McDonald's started teasing.
What?
The snack wrap's coming back.
The snack wrap?
The snack wrap is coming back to McDonald's.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, because this is after you stopped eating like a man.
No, he seems like a snack wrap guy.
He would be, but this he started losing his weight and he couldn't have a snack wrap.
But I think people
up after 2006,
ate these.
I don't eat the snack wrap. I can't have it. No fennel snack wrap.
What is this?
Don't you think people ate these thinking they were healthy? A healthier option?
Yeah, you're probably right. You
know? So what goes into it?
All right, a snack wrap is, it's like a tortilla.
Mm-hmm.
It's got fried or grilled chicken, cheese, little sauce, sometimes sweet and sour, depending on what flavor you want.
Oh, okay.
So it's a lettuce, shredded cheese, crispy or grilled chicken, honey mustard or ranch dressing, wrapped in a flour tortilla, often seen as a, quote, lighter alternative to the chain's burgers.
So you're calling it a snack wrap. Is it small or is it the size like a regular, like?
It is a smaller wrap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But they're delicious. And they're amazing.
Oh.
And they used to be on the dollar menu.
They were on the dollar
menu.
Yep.
Well, nothing's on the dollar menu anymore.
No, here comes the old man.
You can't get anything for a dollar.
I went down to the water department to try and get a snack wrap, and they charged me for my taxes. So the snack wrap was introduced in America in 2006.
Oh.
They began phasing it out in 2016. However, there were a few locations that held on to them until 2020 when it was discontinued forever.
So why are they bringing it back, people? Demanded it?
People have been clamoring for the snack wrap since the day they started discontinuing it. And earlier this week, McDonald's posted a picture of a snack wrap with a weird number next to it. And people are trying to figure out what the number
had
means.
To decipher the code?
Yes. And it's working because everyone's talking about it. Everyone who's anyone's talking about the snack wrap.
What's the number?
I don't know. It's like a, it's like 2.24 something, 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 something. The CEO of McDonald's says they will not tell you when it's coming, but it is coming.
Oh, look at this, man.
And by the way, you ask how much people loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Since the snack wrap left, there has been a petition on change.org to bring the snack wrap back, several of them. The one with the most popular has 20,000 signatures.
Mm.
God damn.
Give me back the snack
wrap. All right.
I can't effing wait.
I wonder why they ever did away with it, if it was that popular.
People just probably didn't like it anymore.
You get bored with stuff, right?
Like, I guess, but I don't really know anybody that got bored with those, do you?
I don't know. Maybe it became,
I thought they kind of became like a regular thing for a lot of people.
I mean, you know, we see a lot of the times with these fast food restaurants, they'll bring things back and forth based on the price of food, for example.
Yeah.
When the McRib comes back, it's when pork prices hit a certain level and McDonald's jumps all in. And then when the pork prices go back up, McRib is gone.
Right.
So maybe it has something to do with the ingredients?
Seems like, though, they have all the ingredients.
Good point.
Because you already have all that stuff just on a bun, right?
I haven't looked at the tortilla markets lately.
Yeah, but I guess I wouldn't think of having, like, a Mexican food at a McDonald's.
So
like, I think, like, Taco Bell does that better. The same way I wouldn't go to Taco Bell if they introduced a burger.
And that's what's so interesting about this, Tommy.
What?
Is if you look at the risks that McDonald's has taken in the past of non-burger items.
Yeah.
They had the McPizza. Yep. Failed miserably.
Right. The salads didn't really fly.
Nope, those did not do well.
Remember the one where the different one where they separated the burger?
Yep, the McBLT.
Yeah.
Yep, that didn't go. Mixed spaghetti was a huge
flop.
That's
gross.
The onion nuggets did not work.
All right.
This is like the one non-bunned handheld food that McDonald's has done that people are all in on.
Mm-hmm.
So I could, when I was like starving to death on a road, I told you for $3 back in the day, I could go to McDonald's, get two chicken fajitas and a small fry. And that's what I existed on for 2 years.
You look like the human version of a fajita.
But I kept my weight down to 128 pounds.
Very sexy.
Yeah.
I also think it's such an easy food to eat. Like it's a good grab-and-go food.
It's a road food.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's what was great about it. Is, yeah. All right, so here's your go-to, right? Yeah. All right, so I would do large fry,
mm-hmm.
two McDoubles, two snack wraps.
Holy Christ.
Shut up. Who are you judging, you bitch?
Oh, that's when you're a big old fat boy.
And by the way, it was just two McDoubles and two snack wraps. That's standard meal.
That's a lot of... You wouldn't eat that now. If you ate that now, you'd be definitely looking at them calories.
On a Sunday, I'll eat the hell out of that.
All right.
Give me your husband can eat two McDoubles and two
snack wraps. He don't count, man. He's a big old chiseled man.
What's great? But here's the thing. You got to go back and forth, right? You can't do two burgers and then your two snack wraps.
Oh, you don't finish. You don't time it out where you're finishing with just one of them?
I would go fry.
You go back and forth.
Snack wrap first, McDouble, snack wrap, McDouble. You always finish on the red meat.
Okay.
Because that's like
if you're eating multiple lunches at once.
It's the most satisfying way to finish off something.
Do you go fries first or fries last?
I would go fries while you're doing it.
Yeah, I would eat the fries while I'm eating the meal.
I always eat fries last.
Like, wait, you eat your meal?
I'll have a few up front, but then I dive into the burger, and then I finish the fries after.
Please ask your question. That's a valid question.
I don't eat fries in between each bite.
You psychopath!
First of all, most of those fries are gone before I get home.
I pick at them before, but if I have some left, I eat them at the end.
The fries stay with the meal.
That's a serial killer move, kid.
Yeah, the fries walk with the meal in between each bite?
Yes, your fries and
walk with the meal.
Yeah, burger, they hold hands.
Mm-hmm.
And then when there was only one set of footprints in the sand, the burger carried you.
No, because then, to your point earlier, you're not, like, I'm not tasting the fry if I'm in burger.
You're tasting,
if I got burger.
What do you mean not tasting the fry? What are you, a salamander?
I need like one thing at a time.
This is the worst take you've ever had in your life.
Get out of here.
I thought this was normal.
No, your fries will get cold.
Why don't you take your commie takes down to the buzz?
What? Psycho?
Sometimes I eat them first.
Yeah.
But I don't eat them in between.
Like, if I was watching a Netflix documentary,
mm-hmm.
and they had, like, a line of suspects, and they showed a video of you eating your burger and then eating your fries, you murdered it.
I don't think this is a weird take.
Thank you. No, I've never heard of anyone doing that before in my life. Ever in the history of people, I've eaten french fries and burgers.
First of all, I can't control myself. There's no way I can wait on my fries.
I'm with you. Especially McDonald's fries.
Yeah, those things dance.
Well, I am angry.
I'm angry right now.
252-WCMF again. McDonald's announced the snack wrap is coming back at some point in the near future. It has been discontinued permanently since 2020. Jason writes us on Twitter. You would ask why it went away if it was so popular. He said they did away with it during COVID because there is a shortage of nuggets and tenders.
Oh.
We had a nugget shortage during COVID?
We had a lot of shortage.
I guess, supply chain.
Although it's surprising with all the chicken stuff going on that they're going to bring it back now.
Yeah.
Right. Bird flu, right? Paul writes us on Instagram.
Mm.
When I used to work at McDonald's as a teenager, we'd make custom snack wraps at the end of the shift to take home. My favorite was the Big Mac snack wrap.
Damn.
Oh,
that does sound good.
Ooh. There was a sweet and sour version I remember, too.
Like an Asian style?
Yeah. Mm. That was the one I would go to, I'm thinking of something else. Carrie Ann writes us, and this is also a good theory, why it's coming back now.
Yeah.
Could it be McDonald's is bringing back the snack wrap so there will be a gluten-free wrap option for gluten-sensitive people?
Oh.
I'm going to guess that Carrie Ann or someone in her family is gluten-sensitive.
She got the gluten.
Well, no, she can't have the gluten.
I don't know what gluten is.
No, gluten is a muscle. Gluten is, I don't know what gluten is, but I know that some people can't have it.
Yeah, like you're allergic to it, but I don't know what it is. I know like cookies and stuff like that and breads.
Is it in wheat?
I know it's in baked goods. It's big in baked goods. Like people can't have.
Yeah, but you bake tortillas.
I don't know, maybe they bake without the gluten.
Can we finally put to rest what gluten is? Because I'm 38 and I
should
know this.
Gluten is a group of proteins naturally found in wheat, barley, and rye.
Ah, all right, it's all in your baked goods.
Yeah.
That's why
the structure of many baked goods and other foods.
So how do they make the bread without the wheat?
Well, tortilla.
Uh-huh.
Corn.
Ah!
Corn fed.
Are all tortillas gluten-free?
Kimmy?
No, there's flour tortillas.
Yeah, okay. Other than the ones that say flour tortillas on them, stupid.
Corn, idiot.
That's what I just said.
That's what you just answered your own question.
Shut up.
No, they are not all gluten-free.
Are all corn tortillas gluten-free?
Corn tortillas are typically gluten-free.
Ah!
Because of the corn.
Out of kind of the corn.
Yeah.
Some commercially produced corn tortillas may contain wheat flour.
Bastards.
Mm. Cruel.
All right. So what did we learn?
We know what gluten is.
Now we do. That you
learned it. This is I just learned about this new snack.
Yep, it's not new; it's old, but it's coming back.
But it's new to me.
Snack rib soon. And if any bodies turn up near us, it's Kimmy.
Yes,
based on how she eats her McDonald's.
So she must do other things weird too. Then,
if you do, if you separate my food, like if I'm eating a meal, I don't go around the plate. Like I eat one thing at a time.
So can your food touch?
Yeah, it can touch.
But
I just...
But so if
but
you
like
have...
I, like, I'll decide to start with one thing and then I end with the other thing.
So Thanksgiving, you got a big plate of food.
Mm-hmm.
So you go mashed taters first.
Or yeah, you'll eat one of the sides first.
But you won't eat, like, around... Like, you don't put two things on your fork.
No.
Oh.
What is wrong with you?
Well, some stuff you can combo.
Oh,
like,
God.
The turkey and gravy. And
yeah,
like
that's the gravy goes with it.
It's already on
the
it.
It's
gravy.
There.
Like, can
the
you slide some turkey through some mashed potato
yeah.
and eat it?
Or the turkey and stuffing. Like, Thanksgiving's a little different.
All right.
But if
I have like a meal and like separate sides, I usually eat the sides
and
then the meal or vice versa.
Here's an important question.
Mm. Yeah.
All right, Kimmy, you get a pizza and wings.
Huh?
What's your favorite wing sauce?
Just hot, like
medium,
whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you eat your pizza or your wings first?
Usually I eat the wings first.
Okay, that's weird, but we'll keep moving.
Mm.
I'm not huge on wings. So I only have like two.
I am so. I didn't think you'd make
like if I eat wings, I just have wings usually. I don't have pizza and wings.
Oh my God. Okay. You have pizza and wings.
Yeah, yeah.
You eat your hot wings first. Uh-huh. There is hot wing sauce left on the plate and you've got your crust.
Yeah.
Are you dipping
sure.
the crust? Okay.
All right,
but you eat the wings first?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't go like wing, then pizza, then wing.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
No.
Tommy's got one. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Spaghetti and meatballs. Delicious standard meal.
That's a combo meal.
But do you eat the meatball? And then
I kind of eat the meatball first, I guess.
Wait, you don't splice the meatball? Sorry.
And mix it up with my
yes. With that's my why
spaghetti?
You have a meatball.
No.
What?
So you eat a meatball?
Yeah,
and
eat
then
the
you
meatball.
Eat the spaghetti.
I dive into the meatball first.
No, you're doing it wrong.
Can we get her fired?
I've been arrested. Call your father.
I don't think it's weird.
No, I can't.
He's a legitimate
can really
food cop.
Enjoy
he's
the meatball.
He's got three meatballs in his mouth right now.